गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन जारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी श्री श्री राधा माता भगवान की जय श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जी की श्री श्री पंचतत्व भगवान की श्री लक्ष्मी नृसिंह देव की जय भला महाराज की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जाय। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकं। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 1 The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction. Text number 33 and 34. So, text 33 doesn't have purpose. I'll just read it and then we'll do responsibly 34. 33rd. Sankaturya mridangansya nedur dundubhaya samam prayana pakale tata paravadho sumangalam. Translation. O beloved son, Maharaj Parikshit, when the bride and bridegroom were ready to start, consoles, bugles, drums and kaldrums all vibrated in concert for their auspicious departure. Now 34, please repeat. Pathi pragrahinam kamsam abhasya aha asariravat asya tvam ashtamo garbho hanta yam vahase abudha. Pathi pragrahinam kamsam abhasyaha sarirvak asyastvam ashtamo garbho hanta yam vahase buddha. Pathi pragrahinam kamsam abhasyaha sarirvak asyastvam ashtamo garbho hanta yam vahase buddha. Pathi pragrahinam kamsam abhasyaha sarirvak asyastvam ashtamo garbho hanta yam vahase buddha. Pathi pragrahinam kamsam abhasyaha sarirvak Matajis. Asyasarirvak asyastvam ashtamo garbho hantayam vahase buddha. Pathi pragrahinam kamsam abhasyaha sarirva asyastvam ashtamo garbho hantayam vahase buddha. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you. Now the synonyms. Pathi, on the way. Pragrahinam, who was managing the reins of the horses. Kamsam, unto Kamsa. Abhasya, addressing. Aha, said. Asariravak, a voice coming from someone whose body was invisible. Asya, of this girl, Devaki. Tvam, you. Ashtamaha, the eighth. Garbha, pregnancy. Hanta, killer. Yam, her whom. Vahase, you are carrying. Abudha, you foolish rascal. Now, the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. While Kamsa, controlling the reins of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, an embodied voice addressed him. You foolish rascal, the eighth child of the woman you are carrying will kill you. Please repeat. While Kamsa, controlling the reins of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, an embodied voice addressed him. You foolish rascal, the eighth child of the woman you are carrying will kill you. The woman spoke of Ashtamo Garbha, referring to the eighth pregnancy, but did not clearly say whether the child was to be a son or a daughter. Even if Kamsa were to see that the eighth child of Devaki was a daughter, he should have no doubt that the eighth child was to kill him. According to Vishwakosha dictionary, the word Garbha means embryo, and also Arbhaka, or child. Kamsa was affectionate toward his sister, and therefore he had become the chariot driver to carry her and his brother-in-law to their home. The demigods, however, did not want Kamsa to be affectionate toward Devaki, and therefore, for an unseen position, they encouraged Kamsa to offend her. Moreover, the six sons of Marichi had been cursed to take birth from the womb of Devaki, and upon being killed by Kamsa, they would be delivered. When Devaki understood that Kamsa would be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who would appear from her womb, she felt great joy. The word Vahase is also significant because it indicates that the ominous vibration condemned Kamsa for acting just like a beast of burden by carrying his enemy's mother. Hare Krishna. So here we see that a couple of things happening. The Lord, even before He appears, He tries to carry, perform or execute things in such a way that many things are accomplished at the same time. So first thing is that demigods are involved in this scene. They are in the service of Krishna. The Krishna is coming soon, so the demigods are there already serving. Because Kamsa is showing his affection to his sister. Exactly, Devaki is not exactly Kamsa's biological sister, it's a cousin sister. But somehow, by Krishna's desire, he showed his affection to Devaki. So therefore, now he wants to drive the chariot. You know, it's a festive occasion. It was a wedding of Vasudeva and Devaki. So everybody is happy that Vasudeva is getting married, because Vasudeva is celebrated to be a very trustworthy person, truthful, and very auspicious. It is mentioned in the ninth canto that when Vasudeva took birth, at that time from the sky we could hear the auspicious the sound like kettle drums, and you know the different drums are being played. Why? Because it was so auspicious birth of a person in whose house Lord Krishna will be appeared, yeah, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear. Therefore, so now and Kansa also was a very good friend of Vasudeva, and he trusted him very much. So now this, in the occasion of wedding of Vasudeva and his sister Devaki, now he want to do this favor for his sister. Why not? You know, the sister or daughter should be carried all the way to her house if you are so affectionate. So as a brother, he, okay, I'll do it, you know. He wanted to drive. Not only wanted, he was driving. You know, the very first word is pathi. Pathi means on the way, along the way. He was already going, already driving. On the way it happened. You know, the many times I have been thinking, the sky voice that happened right in the wedding place or in their house or on the way somewhere, but the first word says pathi, is right on the way. And many times you have watched the movie, and they will show you it's happening right in the wedding place, you know, before even starting to go. But anyway, they are not right. So pathi, on the way, along the way. So Srila Prabhupada writes here in the very first sentence in the purport, the omen spoke of the Ashtama Garbha referring to 8th pregnancy, but did not clearly say whether the child was to be a son or a daughter. Why they were not clear? Any of you have an answer? Why they were not clear? Why they have to say Ashtama Garbha means the 8th child? 8th pregnancy. The 8th pregnancy of this woman who is carrying, not in the basket, but you know, she is sitting on the chariot, he is driving, I consider that he is carrying her back home. So the 8th child will kill him, but they didn't say it will be a child, boy or girl, who that could be. The voice from the sky, you know, the voice from the sky is coming from the demigods, because that's clear. Because they could not come personally, because they are so afraid. The Kansa is so powerful, they may do anything. So, in the unseen position, as Prabhupada writes, in the unseen position, demigods pronounce this truth. Of course, this is truth. Everybody has to die. But they are announcing, Kansa, you will die. Okay, dying is okay, everybody dies, right? But this is very disturbing to hear that you will die from the child that you love so much, you have so much affection, that's your own sister, you know? That your sister's son will kill you. That was so disturbing. And in the following slokas, we'll learn how, you know, he's behaving toward Devaki. Of course, he's an asura, you know. There is no good quality in him. There is no saintly quality in him that he would tolerate or, you know, let me drive. Anyway, we'll see in the future. Let me drive her to home. You know, so it's, but he's an asura, you know. Chane rushta, chane tushta, rushta pushta, chane chane. The nature of asura is any moment he will be happy, any moment he will be upset, any moment he can do any upside down. So why they were not clear? Anybody have answer? Why not? So why they were not clear is that, who knows, you know, the all 8 sons will be boys, there could be some girls too. Even if that happens, that the 8th child is a girl, Kansa should not think in this way that, oh, okay, this is a girl, so she will not kill me. So 8th child means 8th child, that is my death, you know, that is the cause of my death. So even if it's a girl child, even if that 8th pregnancy was to be a girl, he must kill. Another question now. Why they were so determined, why the demigods are so much into this that they have to say this to Kamsa? If they didn't say it, it'll be fine too. Okay, for eight seconds, Krishna will come and he will kill him. So why they have to say it? What is the answer? Yes. Thank you. Yeah, Kansa will offend her. Yeah, while saying this, Kansa will get angry and he will become offended, or he will become, he will be protesting his death. So he will try to kill. Demigod knew already that Krishna has said, Vasudeva grihe shakshat bhagavan purusha para. So in Vasudeva's house, Krishna is going to come. The Supreme Personality is Godhead, is going to come. So when Devaki is already becoming mother in future, very near future, so Devaki is becoming mother of Lord Hari, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can kill her? Who can kill her? Even Kamsa will pull out a sword or anything he would try to do, but nobody can kill her. She's the mother of God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not possible. So seeing this perfect situation, so demigod pronounced this, okay, you will be killed. Foolish fellow, you don't understand. Why? The last word is abudha. Abudha means unintelligent. Why they are saying unintelligent? Why they are addressing Kamsa as unintelligent? Abudha. That he is unintelligent, he is so foolish, he is so rascal, of course, that he is carrying someone. Okay, let's say there was no connection at all. He is carrying someone who is going to produce a child who will be able to kill him, who will be the cause of his death. So not knowing his own death, he is carrying someone back there home. So therefore he is unintelligent, he is so foolish. So now, and therefore there is a purpose behind to do all this, because they also thought, the six sons of Marichi, which are called Sadgarbhas. This note is given in the end of this chapter. Srila Prabhupada has given the note where he mentions this. The six sons of Marichi have been cursed to take birth in demoniac family. So they take birth as a grandson of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu's son is named here as Kalanemi. And so these six brothers took birth as the sons of Kalanemi. So as being in the family of demons, they should have accepted the supremacy of Hiranyakashipu. But they disobeyed. And then they worshipped Lord Brahma separately, and they got the boon that they will not be killed by demigods or demons or human beings and this and that. So as Hiranyakashipu got to know, he became upset, he became offended. I am the Lord here and you don't worship me, you disobey my order and you take shelter of demigods. I curse you to be born as a son of Devaki and Kansa. Your father will be taken birth as Kamsa and he will kill you. Your own father will kill you. So that was preset. So demigod thought Sadgarbha, the six children, need to be delivered. So therefore this whole background is made. So while waiting for eighth child of Devaki, these six children will be delivered. Of course, Kansa will kill them one by one. And then after six is?
Seventh.
Right? After six, obviously seventh. The seventh is Lord Balaram, and after Balaram, Lord comes Krishna. Jai Jagannath. So the whole the background was made in such a way, and so demigods were engaged in the service of Krishna to pronounce this truth that Kansa will be killed by the eighth child of Devaki. So in this way, quite a few things are accomplished in this scene. And now, of course, today is Gunita Marjanam. So I would like to speak something. I was asked to say something about Gunita Marjanam. So Gundicha Marjanam, Srila Prabhupada, Gundicha Marjanam is the cleaning of Gundicha temple is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Khanda, chapter 12, where Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of the purport that the Gundicha temple is located 12 miles northeast of Jagannath Puri. Is that right? 12 miles or 12 kilometers? So that is the number. Anyway, so why it is called Gundicha? Because that's the temple, the temple where it is now. That was the palace of King Indradyumna. In the history we see that in King Indradyumna established, you know, Lord Nilamadava. So that was when King Indradyumna found this log of wood, and he, you know, the one divine personality was engaged in making the deity of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. That was the palace of the wife of King Indradyumna. She was known to be Gundicha Maharani, the Queen Gundicha. So after that, the whole the place is known as Gundicha Temple. So of course, this pastime is related to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a long chapter. Madhya Khanda 12th chapter is like more than 245 verses. But the particularly the Gundicha Marjanam is mentioned in 72, verse 72 up to 145, something like that. So where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have seen the Snana Yatra, and of course we also have seen Snana Yatra 2 weeks ago in Rajapur. So after Snana Yatra, Lord Jagannath is considered to be the sick person, you know, because so many pots of water was poured upon him. He has nice baths. So after that, because he doesn't take bath every day, as a, you know, as a Daru Brahma, he's made of wood, you know, made of Chinmay wood. So he doesn't take bath every day. So in Snana Yatra, he takes so much baths that he becomes sick. Then he is taken to be in confined room, and one separate room to cure him, to give him medicine. And of course, during that time, what they do, there will be no darshan. There will be no darshan of Jagannath for these 2 weeks, 14 days. So, curtain is closed. Of course, bhoga is being offered there, and I am secretly. So he, it is considered that the Lord has separate time now with Lakshmiji. Because all this time, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, they are giving darshan. There is no Lakshmiji mentioned, right? Jagannath, Baladev, they are brothers. Subhadra is their sister. So now this is the time, in these 2 weeks, taking a plea of that he is sick, the Lord Jagannath is performing his pastime with Lakshmi Devi. And so this period is called Anavasara. Avasara means chance. our time. Anavasara means no time, no chance. No chance for you, guys. You cannot see me. I have time with my, you know, consort, Lakshmiji. So it's anavasara time. Devotees cannot have darshan of Lord Jagannath. So it also happened one time, Lord Chaitanya arrived, Puri, and he got to know that the Lord is an anavasara time, so he cannot give darshan. The Lord's pleasure was to just to see the Lord, have darshan of the Lord, but if there is, Lord is not giving darshan, so what to do? So Lord, feeling so much separation from the Lord, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Alalanath. Alalanath is like about 20 miles along the seaside of the ocean. This is called Brahmagiri. And the Brahmagiri, it's a long story also how Alalanath came there. Alalanath is considered Swayam Jagannath. But he is having four-handed form, standing Vishnumurti. So Lord Chaitanya goes there and he sees the Jagannath there in the Alalanath form. And in that, in the feeling of separation, he is sitting in one rock. And whatever limbs of his body is touching the rock, it just melted. And then you can see that the rock is having so many ditches there, because when Lord Chaitanya sat there or touched that the rock, it just melted. So when this anavasara, 14 days are about to get over, then that time devotees from Bengal, West Bengal, they go to see. Of course, they go to see Rath Yatra at the same time, to see Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and Kashi Mishra, they go to Alalanath and bring Lord Chaitanya back to Jagannath Puri. So knowing that now Lord Jagannath will be giving darshan soon. And then he got to know that tomorrow will be Rath Yatra. Tomorrow will be Rath Yatra. So therefore, when Rath Yatra goes, Jagannath will come to Gundicha temple and he will reside there. And Gundicha temple is also known as Gupta Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan, you know, hidden Vrindavan in Sundarachala. So it is a place of Lord arriving, and he will be spending his time here. So let us clean this Gundicha temple. Then Lord Chaitanya ordered Pratame Ikashi Misra Prabhu Bola Ila Padicha Patra Sarbhome Bolaya Anila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, called for Kashi Misra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvam Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them for the permission to wash the temple known as Gundicha. So here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, the Gundicha temple is situated, it says 2 miles, 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from the original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to the original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradyumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of Gundicha temple in the authoritative scriptures. The area of Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits. So Gundicha temple means where the Lord is going to reside inside the temple. That is 288. You can say the cubit is like one hand, like this. So 288 by 215, something like that. So upon hearing the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the manager of the temple immediately provided all the necessities that they needed, brooms, buckets. They didn't have buckets those days. They have big clay pots. They would fill up the water from the river and bring to wash. So the first day they had Lord Chaitanya and his other associates took the broom and cloth, and then they cleaned up the whole roof, walls, and the windows, and the floor, whatever there was to be cleaned. And it is said that there was piles of the straw and the grains of sand they have collected by cleaning up that. Everybody cleaned, but what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning, that the dust was the biggest pile of everyone, you know. So when, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just take his own cloth and take all this dust and then throw it out. So by seeing that, everybody started doing the same. So it is said that when all the devotees were being engaged in this most auspicious activity of cleaning the heart, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that you want to clean your heart, then this is the way you clean the temple. Clean the temple. And how to clean the temple? And Srila Prabhupada explains in one of the lectures that Srinivatam Shokatha Krishna, we have to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Srinivatam Shokatha Krishna, Punya Sravana Kirtana. Punya Sravana Kirtana, the Lord whose glories are always auspicious. So by hearing these glories of the Lord, our heart will purify. How? The Lord will come to our heart, and He will clean. Ridyantastu Hevadrani. Naturally, Srila Prabhupada said, naturally, our heart is full of unclean stuff. Our heart is naturally full of unclean stuff. So therefore, we have to clean this by hearing and chanting the glories. So Lord Chaitanya have shown this example practically. And Srila Prabhupada emphasized this point again and again. Lord Chaitanya instructed everyone that nobody should talk anything else. Nobody should talk anything besides the holy name. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Krishna. Anything that you want to do, anything you want to ask, anything you need, just say Hari, 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 Hari. Say Hari, Hari Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know. I need a broom, Krishna, Krishna. I need a cloth, Krishna, Krishna. Hari, 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 Hari. Clean the floor, Hari, Hari, Krishna, Krishna. Take this dust out, Krishna, Krishna. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nothing else. Not that you do this or do that. Krishna, Krishna, go ahead. Krishna, Krishna. clean the roof. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Say Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. In this way, practical example Lord Chaitanya has shown, simply say Krishna, Krishna, and thing will be done. You can imagine. If you just go to the bus stop and say Krishna, Krishna, where are you going? Krishna, Krishna. It may not work for us, you know? But that was the environment of devotees, and you know, we're doing certain things, so it works there. The Krishna, you know, we'll try here in Gurunija Mahajan today, and you can say Krishna, Krishna, and it works. Our Mataji is doing things, Prabhus are doing things, Brahmacharis are doing things, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari Bol. It goes on. In few hours, the whole temple is clean. So Srila Prabhupada emphasized again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically shown this example, how being engaged in chanting and hearing of the Lord, our heart is being clean. So when the heart is being clean, the Krishna resides there. Krishna resides there and cleans the heart, or Krishna comes to the heart which is clean. It both ways. You know, sadyo hridya varudyate kriti bhi shushubhistat khanat. As soon as you are eager to hear Bhagavad Katha, as soon as you are eager to hear from your devotees, Then Krishna already comes there. Then he brooms off, you know. It's like Lord Chaitanya is brooming off the temple because Lord Jagannath is coming. So the devotee is engaged in hearing the holy name or the holy pastimes of Krishna. Then Krishna already comes. Sadhyo hridi avarudyate. Krishna comes and becomes captured in the heart. And if there is not enough room in the heart, and he cleans off. Dhunoti sarvam hridi sannivishta. First he becomes resided in the heart, and then he cleans off. Dhunoti sarvam hridi sannivishta. Vikarma yachot pathitam katanchit dhunoti sarvam hridi sannivishta. If a devotee, following the rules and regulations and chanting the holy name, in case falls down or deviates from the path of devotional service, Bhagavatam says, because Krishna is already there, so he rectifies, he cleans up all this dust. Vikarma yachot pathitam kathanchit, somehow or other, if that disturbance has come, the devotee is being deviated or falling down, then Krishna cleans his heart. So this is the process to clean the heart. We have been struggling how to clean the heart, And this is practically Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows. You must be engaged in the service of the Lord. In service starts from the tongue, Srila Prabhupada explains. The tongue is engaged in two things. One is in the chanting the holy name, the other is taking Mahaprasad. So, chant the holy name and be engaged however is possible. So we can clean the temple with hands, hear the glories with our eyes, and see the Lord's lotus feet, the beautiful form by our eyes, as it is described in the pastimes of Ambarish Maharaj. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo vachamsi vaikuntha gunanu varnane karo hare mandira marjanadishu shrutim chakara chuta chakathudaye. So there is for every sensor there is activity. Eyes can be engaged, the nose even can be engaged. You know, every now and then you see devotees giving you flower. What do you do with the flower? Smell the flower, because it is offered in the lotus feet of Krishna. Smell the flower. It's the service of your nose. You know? It is not, I mean, for the ladies it's okay to hang some rings there in the nose, but for us, for the men, it doesn't look nice. So better to engage the nose in smelling the flower. So ears also look nice and when there are earrings, but for us, if we engage the ears in hearing Krishna Katha, that's the best. And hands have got a lot of things to do. You know, you can cook the food stuff in the kitchen, you can open the book, you can read, you can chant the holy name in the beads. A lot of things you can do by hands. And what to do with the legs? Not to kick anybody, okay? Not to kick anyone, not to kick a Vaishnava or cows or any entity. But better use these legs, you know. Pare padu hare kshetrapada anusarpane. Kshetrapada anusarpane. Whatever you see, the Lord has performed pastimes in this land. You just walk up and do parikrama of this place. That's the best use of the legs. And kamam tu dasye na tu kama kamyaya yatottama shloka jana srayarati. Kamam tu dasye, desire. You know, we all have desires, right? We all have desire in our heart. So what that desire should be engaged in the service of Krishna? How? Kamam tu dasye na tu kama kamyaya. The desire should not be engaged in thinking or acquiring so many things in mind, but this desire has to be engaged in the service of, to acquire the servitorship of the Lord. How can I do more things for the Lord? So that's how the desire should be engaged. And then the attachment. The attachment, we do have our attachment, right, to our family, to our, you know, children, all that. So that attachment, we can engage that attachment in the service of Vaishnavas. Yathottama shloka janasraya arati, uttama shloka janasraya. To have an attachment to see a Vaishnava is the good attachment, you know, the best service to the attachment. So these are the few thoughts I have presented here in this. I don't know, okay, time is now. Is there any questions and comments, please? Yes, Prabhuji. Sorry, Prabhuji, I'm not hearing.
You were telling the story how if anybody wanted anything, they just chanted Krishna. Want a pot of water, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Rama, Hari, Hari. So I saw that one time. It was like a phenomenon. It reminded me of this. And in the big kitchen, Shulabhojanaloy, they were distributing prasad. And there's a devotee with a microphone because there was a crowd there. And then one of the guests, he picked up the microphone and he was saying Krishna, Krishna, because everyone was saying Krishna, Krishna. And they were bringing the buckets, Krishna, Krishna, this five on a bucket here, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And it was, I don't know if he knew, but it was kind of spontaneous. And everybody started doing it. I was completely amazed. And everyone was chanting Krishna, Krishna. They were all laughing. The whole spirit was kind of laughing. And it reminded me of this Vandita Mandir, and they were chanting the names of Hari Krishna. Vandita Marjanam Ki.
Thank you. Nrisimha Tirtha Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I was wondering if in any place in the Shastras, the identity of the particular demigod who won Kamsa is revealed, or is it just a collective of demigods who spoke at the same time, or is it one particular demigod?
No, actually, Srila Prabhupada gives a note at the end of the chapter, and he said Kamsa was a Kalanemi in his previous life, and it is mentioned in Harivansa Purana. Srila Prabhupada notes there.
No, my question is, whose voice was it that came from the sky to warn Kamsa?
Those are demigods. Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that because the Lord is also known as Asariri. He doesn't have a mortal body. So similarly, the Lord's devotees, the demigods, they can also appear with no body, you know, because they cannot stand on the earth. So in front of Kamsa, to give this news to Kamsa, they appear in the sky with no body or without body. So they simply spoke out, leaving their body behind, something like that. So they can, what he say is, in the modern term, you can say like a radio. The radio, you hear the voice, but the person, somebody, is sitting somewhere else, right? The person who is speaking is sitting somewhere else, but you hear the voice here with the machine. There's no person there. So similarly, the demigod could speak so that Kamsa could hear, but they are somewhere else. So in that sense, they consider the voice without body. Asarira vak.
Does it say which demigod?
It doesn't say that exactly. There could be They could combine voice. Yes, Prabhu.
You were saying that Kalanemi has appeared in the form of Kansa. So what activity means, how Krishna has been asking him, that Krishna, when he kills in the Vrindavan, they are all devotees, they are the associates of Lord Krishna, they are playing a drama. How come this Kamsa, a demon, has been killed by Lord Krishna? How he is playing the role of his uncle?
Yeah, that detail is not given in the Prabhupada's note, and I don't know exactly, I cannot say. Maybe Prabhupada can... No? So yeah, that part I don't know. Anything else? Yes,
Prabhu, you quoted that Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela passage. There's a particular line in which it is stated that, Srila Prabhupada states, it is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradyumna king who established the Jagannath temple was known as Gundicha. So, it is understood by hearsay. My query was, generally Prabhupada is very, very particular, very precise, and by and large the impression that we are given is Prabhupada says no, disciplic succession is so important and particulars, but when this word hearsay is used, it kind of is uncharacteristic. So how do
hearsay, it is mentioned that every holy places have their own kind of scripture. Okay, they are called Stala Puran. Stala Puran is referring to that particular place. Jagannath Puri has its own history, you know. What else things are happening here? You can find the whole Jagannath history. You go Udupi, there is a Stala Puran. So each holy place have its own Stala Puran. Even, you know, Janiyaj Prabhu can tell, Pankajani Prabhu can tell Stala Puran of our Rajapur Mandir. You know, there are so many things that are happening. It is not mentioned in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or any other Puranas. But this just becomes that is a hearsay, because, you know, this particular place has a particular glorification. And that is compiles one place. That's called Stala Puran. So that is, it may not have come from our disciplic succession, but it is a particular place, it is there. So that is hearsay. And if you read the history of Jagannath Puri, then you may get to find those things. It's Stala Puran. Each holy place have their own. It's true.
Madala Panji, all the histories of Jagannath, previous and histories in the future, published. They tell the things that can happen in the future, and they're all coming true.
Yeah.
It's called Madala Panji. All the Panji of the book.
Yeah, I heard this word from Atmatattva Prabhu. He said, Natala Panjika, something like that. Natala Panjika is like a scripture, some that they are compiling. What are things happening with Jagannath? What he does? All this is mentioned, and it is very secret, nobody can take it. Even Britishers tried to get that, and they couldn't get it. You know, so, the one of the incidents I can tell you, what happens, because, you know, as in our Eastern standard, the deities sleep by 9 o'clock, they are gone, sleeping, right? So in Jagannath Puri, the service goes on till midnight. The midnight, Jagannath, okay, all pandas go their home, Jagannath is sleeping. So one day, the last panda was going out of the temple, right by the gate. One huge figure was standing there, you know. So then, he said, who is this? Oh, no, the middle of the night. He said, move away. I said, but I'm panda here, I have right to know who you are. He said, I'm Vibhishan, I'm from Lanka. Why are you coming here? I come here every day. I have service to the Lord. But he said, how I know you are Vibhishan? He said, I'll give you some. So he pulled out his armlets and he gave to this panda, keep it, and you can show that, you know, things are happening here like this. You know, even people from Lanka come here. So that omelet is still there. Adhantata Prabhu said, I have never seen. It's still there in one of the room. You can see the hues. Right. The omelet looked like, you know, 10 times bigger than the wheel of the chariot. Room full of diorama. So those things are happening. The demigods come and, you know, they engage themselves in the service of the Lord, and they see what Lord Jagannath is going to tell us. So, you know, when everybody goes away, now Jagannath have his own pastime with everybody else. So those things are mentioned in Natala Panjika. And it is not in our scripture anywhere, and not, you know, Guru Parampara is given us. But this is the Stala Puran, what they have compiled, it is there. What are the pastimes Lord Jagannath has? He has, what kind of pastime he has with Lakshmi Devi, those are also mentioned there. So many, big history is there. So, only a lucky person can find what Jagannath does. And Pankajami Prabhu Jaraniyatru can tell you so many things about Jagannath, you know, in Rajapura, what amazing pastime they do here, you know. They leave Rajapura and come, you know, walking through the field into the Mayapur. You know, Radha Madhava having 64 items, and you know, so many items every day. You bring him just, you know, people full of prasadam for me. No, I don't like it. I want to go eat with Radha Madhava. Those are amazing pastimes, like, you know. So those things are there, you know. And we are reading from Bhagavatam. These are Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. What Sukadev Goswami spoke. Besides Sukadev Goswami spoke these pastimes, there are many other pastimes which are mentioned, described by Goswamis. Many other, you know, rustic devotees, whoever, in advanced souls, they are not mentioned in Bhagavatam. But still we have to accept if they describe. Yes? Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Jagannath Baladeva Bhadraji ki. Kundija Marjani ki. Hari Bol.